This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Denver Public Schools announced late this afternoon that it fired a principal for doctoring kids' answers on standardized tests. The school is Beach Court Elementary in North Denver, and the principal is Frank Rohde. This comes after a state investigation into cheating at Beach Court and at a second DPS school, which today was cleared. That's Hallett Fundamental Academy in the Park Hill neighborhood. District officials were careful to stress that teachers at Beach Court were not involved in the altering of tests. Now, the state wasn't alone in pointing a finger at Beach Court. The school was also flagged by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. A nationwide investigation by the newspaper found 200 districts where test results fluctuated abnormally. Editor Kevin Riley says two Colorado districts were among them.
In Aurora, 10 schools had scores that changed a lot between 2007 and 2011. And in Denver, 32 schools had scores that changed a lot from 2006 to 2011.
Beach Court was on the list. Riley says his paper only singled out schools where scores went up or down a lot.
The improvement in kids' test scores falls into a pattern of probability. And what we looked for are schools where that pattern is way out of the realm of probability. In some cases, chances that are like 1 in 1 billion.
Now, Riley says the paper study doesn't prove cheating. It just raises the possibility. Of course, in Beach Court's case, that possibility appears to be reality. Before today's news broke, CPR's Zachary Barr spoke with Kevin Riley about the newspaper's project, which started after reporters in Atlanta uncovered a cheating scandal in their own backyard.
And the reporters who did this national look are the same reporters who uncovered the cheating scandal in Atlanta, where it was a huge story. I mean, right now, it is ongoing. The school district is in a long process of attempting to fire teachers who were involved. We're awaiting some word from the district attorney on possible criminal charges for senior administrators in the district. So when we were doing the investigation in Atlanta and ultimately saw that nearly 200 teachers and administrators were named in a follow-up state report, we just naturally asked ourselves, could Atlanta really be the only place in the country this is going on? So we decided to look at every school district in the country.
How did you first determine that there were problems happening in Atlanta schools?
One of our reporters saw some strange anomalies in the test scores over time. And what we did was a statistical analysis of the test scores that looked at how fast kids improved and how much. And what we saw was that some of the improvements were just well out of the realm of predictability. And that's how the story started. But the Atlanta Public Schools denied it and denied it and denied it. They attacked the newspaper's reporting for nearly a year and a half. Finally, Georgia's governor got tired of it, appointed a special group of investigators, and they were the folks who came back and said, it's all true, they named names, and now we're in the process of teachers being fired, and we're awaiting what the criminal charges will be.
Tell us about some of the ways that teachers and administrators in Atlanta cheated.
Well, it's happened a number of ways. In some cases, teachers actually got together after the tests in the school media center and changed answers together. In some cases, teachers are accused of pointing out to children in their class what the right answers are.
We're talking about those bubble sheets where students fill in the correct answer with a pencil.
Right. The way you remember taking tests, I mean, that's one of the really big things about this story is every student in the country has to take these tests. And we have our entire national policy based on testing. That's how schools are evaluated, superintendents, school district, principals, teachers. It's that test that, you know, everyone sees and everyone's kid has to take that where they fill in those bubble answers.
And have you heard directly from the teachers themselves about why they did this?
In Atlanta, it was certainly a case of enormous pressure to improve test scores and to show progress. The superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools was very open with principals. Your test scores improve or you will be fired.
Now, in Atlanta, were there any safeguards in place to prevent this from happening?
The district had policies. It had testing coordinators in schools. But it was clear that these policies didn't seem to be followed. And it's important to know that while these tests are mandated under federal law, the integrity of the tests or monitoring the results of the tests and their integrity is not mandated. That's left up to each state.
Let's talk more now about the national investigation that the paper launched. Tell us about some of the most egregious cases that you found.
Well, we looked at almost 70,000 public schools in all 50 states. And what we found was that suspicious scores exist all over the country. Hundreds of school districts have suspicious scores, thousands of schools. Now, some of those schools showed improvements that our experts tell us had literally 1 in 10 billion of a chance of occurring just by chance. This is a statistical analysis. It does not prove cheating. What it does is show that there are some very unusual patterns around the country and that people in those school districts or in those states need to start asking questions. Parents need to start asking questions, too, about why are these results so unusual? What's going on here?
Now, to put these suspicious test scores in some context, I'll say that in 2010, your analysis shows that around 8% of classes in Denver have these irregular test scores. That compares to roughly 25% in Atlanta. Is there any reason to believe that there are other regions in the country that face this 25% number of regular test scores like in Atlanta?
Well, let's remember that Atlanta's cheating scandal has been called the biggest one ever in our country. So let's hope that no one else has a problem that big or that serious. But I also think these things start small. In other words, you don't get 25% of your classrooms cheating before you have maybe 5 or 10% of them cheating. This is the kind of insidious problem that takes hold and grows. So that's why it would be so crucial to monitor the scores and to deal with suspicious scores and explain them.
There's long been a debate about how important standardized tests should be when it comes to assessing schools. How do your findings play into this debate?
Well, we have a national policy that depends on testing. If we're going to have that kind of policy, we have to make sure that we can trust the tests. That's how schools are judged, school districts. I mean, now there's talk in a lot of states of teachers and their pay being tied to those tests. If that's what we're going to do, we better be sure we can trust the tests.
And you mentioned the merit pay for teachers. That's being implemented here in Colorado. Now, the kids, the students, weren't the ones cheating, and they're caught up really in the middle of all this. What are the repercussions for them?
That's the most compelling part of this story and of our report, because in the end, this is about our nation's school children and ultimately our nation's future. These are kids who were cheated out of the education that they deserved, that their parents thought they were getting. In Atlanta right now, there is a major remediation effort to get these kids caught up because for years, their results were falsified and their parents didn't know that they weren't learning what they were supposed to learn.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
I was glad to do it.
Kevin Riley is editor of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He spoke with CPR's Zachary Barr. Late today, Denver Public Schools announced it fired the principal of Beach Court Elementary School for altering tests. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine will have more on this story in Morning Edition tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Colorado Department of Education says it will work with school districts this summer to ensure the integrity of testing. You can find a link to the list of 42 schools in Denver and Aurora flagged by the Journal-Constitution at our website, cpr.org.